Welcome to day 27 of the Being Challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott, and today is the first day of the fourth keystone habit of the challenge, seek solitude. So we'll spend the next 7 days discussing the need for solitude, for getting away, spending time by yourself. But as Pastor Zach makes clear in today's devotion, which is entitled Seek God First, that when we are in solitude, when we are alone, we're never alone because God is always there with us. In today's devotion, Pastor Zach talks about Genesis and creation, and that at the very beginning, after God created Adam and Eve, after he created man first, we went into the seventh day and all of creation rested. And Pastor Zach encourages us to think about resting, not that we've worked in order to earn a rest or a Sabbath, but that we rest in preparation for what is yet to come. I think it's an interesting way to think about rest or Sabbath in particular, if we think about it not to recover from, but to prepare for. This morning, I'm coming to you from the sanctuary here at Ascension. And every Sunday morning, I get to the church very early, and it's dark. But I get here, and it's quiet. And I'm here alone in preparation for worship, in preparation for our time together. And I had never really thought about that as Sabbath until responding to Pastor Zach's devotion today, but maybe that's part of what that time for me is. I think of it as a time to get myself centered and prepared and back here into this space and to connect with God in preparation for preaching and teaching and leading worship. But maybe he's on to something in terms of that rhythm of using Sabbath in preparation instead of earning a rest, resting for what is to come. And I think that's an interesting perspective because it does invite us then to think that before we do anything, we should seek God first. Whether we can get away into a time or space of solitude, but we should, our first step in preparation should be to spend time with God, in consultation with God, in prayer and preparation. How do you prepare for something? How do you gear up when something big is coming down the pike? Most of us just jump right into the work of it. But I wonder how different we might approach it if we stopped for a moment or for a few moments and thought about spending time with God as the first step of that preparation. We've got 6 more days of seeking solitude, where we'll be challenged to think about how, when, and where we spend time with God, when we withdraw like Jesus withdrew during his life and ministry. But today, I encourage you, as we begin this week, I know it's not the beginning of the week per se, but this week's focus on seeking solitude, to spend some time thinking about how you prepare, and do you seek God first? Thanks for spending time with me this morning. Easy for me to say. At the beginning of your day, and I hope that you'll join me tomorrow for day 28 of the Being Challenge. Have a great day.